high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Sandra. Welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on. Looking forward to hearing all your eclectic experience within the music industry and especially representing Leah the Leo.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
What got you passionate about working in the music industry? I know you started off doing some science experiments, right?
Yes. I kind of have always been super interested in music as a child. I was in a bunch of choirs. I was classically trained in piano and stuff like that. So for a really long time, I was, you know, going down that route. But I never wanted to be the artist. Music was something that was very close to me, and it was not something that I wanted to share. But I was always fascinated by the music that touched me and how and why it did. I think I was always like very curious. I'm like, why did that make me feel that way? The older I grew, the more I dove deeper into that. But yeah, we moved to the States in like 2013. And that was right when, you know, everybody was applying for colleges and stuff like that during like my junior year of high school. And it was this where I was like, oh, I kind of want to do the music industry. And my family was like, ha ha ha, that is not, a career path. And I was like, all right, I'll do science. Because I was passionate about it as well. I always also liked science. So I studied biochemistry in college and business and then got a job right after college in that as well. But the whole time, I just try to immerse myself as much as possible in anything I can get my hands on in the music industry. I worked for So Far Sounds for a bunch of years, and that's kind of how I just had a lot of friends that were artists because of that. And my roommate at the time was also an artist, and I didn't know that I wanted to be a manager. I was just kind of like, I heard them always complaining about not having this, not having that, and not knowing how to do this. And I was like, oh, I can figure out how to do this. And it kind of started off with like, oh, let me help you with this, let me help you with that. And then somebody reached out to me and was like, hey, I heard you were managing this artist. And I was like, huh? But apparently they were like saying like, oh yeah, she, you know, did some stuff for me. It was great. And I kind of started getting hit up by all these people of like, hey, I don't have a budget, but I hear you're doing this. So I kind of just started doing that. And then once I like formalized the process of like, this is something that I'm actually interested in doing, a couple of friends of mine went to Berkeley and I got one of their music industry curriculum and started studying it on my own. And was just like consuming every podcast and book publicly available to get my hands on. While I was working at the lab, so I'd have like my AirPods in and I was like listening to
music biz stuff.
It was shout out to Ari Herstand. I definitely listened to that whole podcast and like read that book many a times. But yeah, that's kind of how it started. And I had a good friend of mine that moved to LA, who was a producer for Leia, my artist right now. And he was like, every time he'd come home, he'd catch up with me. He's like, yo, I like what you're doing. You know, I'm working with this artist. She just graduated college. We don't have anything out. But he's like, she's really talented. You should listen to her. So I ended up eventually, I forgot about that conversation. And then a few months later, he posted a video of him playing guitar with this artist. And I just looked up and I was like, yo, who is that? She's so talented. He's like, oh, that's, you know, who I've been telling you about. So I ended up going back and listening and ended up hopping on a couple of calls and kind of, I started off at the beginning, like not officially as her manager, but just as somebody that was helping because I was also learning. And yeah, the more I worked with her, the more I'm like, this is exactly what I want to do. So I just dove deeper into it. And like a year and a half after I quit my job, I was in Chicago, moved here, and now I'm just doing it full time.
Wow, that's quite impressive, and it's great to see you in the industry now, transition from the lab equipment all the way to LA, helping out artists from the ground up. It's interesting. I interviewed one other person on my podcast just pretty recently, and she said she also went to, she didn't work for So Far Sounds, but she went to a bunch of their concerts, and that's how she was able to have Tim Atlas as her client now. So it's really interesting how that happens. But you didn't develop this synergy with your client through So Far Sounds. It was through that producer, right? Wow. But
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure you got like a lot of good experience through So Far Sound through meeting indie artists, right?
oh no, definitely. I think that was kind of like the foundation that, like, the way my thought process goes, because I just spent much time talking to them, and they became a lot of them became my friends. And just hearing all the time what they're complaining about and what they're missing and what they wished somebody would do for them. And at the time, I was not really internalizing it, but I think I subconsciously was like, oh, these are the things that they need. These are the things that they don't like. You know, these are the things that they need help with. And when I started to formalize that process, anytime I'd read something about that or find something online about them, like, oh, this would be something that's very helpful and stuff like that. My brain was always trained in science, so it's this whole thing, you know, have an experiment, having a thesis, trying things out. Does it work? Does it not work? What you want, type thing. But I've always kind of, that was always the approach that I had. So all this time I was just collecting my data, you know. And now I'm hopefully trying to help out with that.
And so what, like kind of transferring that science skill into the music industry, what is kind of, for those that aren't aware of what an artist manager does or what you do in the industry, what is your typical like, is it a 9 to 5, or what do you do and kind of in your day?
It is more like from the second you open your eyes until the second you close your eyes, type thing. You know, I feel like in this day and age, there is no one definition of an artist manager, because I have met a lot of artist managers that treat it like a 9 to 5, right? That will be like, if you email me after 5 p.m., I'm just not going to respond. And there's the people that like live and breathe it, and there's people that are only responsible for, like, you know, handling your emails, like managing you as a person. There's more people that are involved in like the creative process. Some of them are executive producers. So I feel like there is no one definition to what an artist manager does. It's just as much as you're wanting to be involved, I feel like. The thing that gets tricky is because everybody's used to kind of like a traditional definition of what things are. So I don't know. It's been very exciting. I'm a person that's like an all-in person. I like to be involved from like the second the idea, like the second Leia breathes the idea out of her mouth to like the second you put it out. So a lot of it is just like talking with her and trying to find out. I'm very big on like not setting very definitive goals, but I'm always like, hey, what's exciting you? What's something that you're wanting to do? And like, I'm always asking her about other artists that she's listening to and other projects that she saw that she liked the way that they did X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. But a lot of talking to her, getting her to articulate exactly what she wants, kind of in the back of my head, I'm always like, okay, she said this and this and that. Cool, storing that for later. And like when I'm talking to people, I'm like, oh, you know, Leia mentioned that like 6 months ago, about how she'd love to do X, Y, and Z. But it's kind of just like listening a lot. I do think that I'm pretty involved in the creative process as well, in terms of like visuals and ideations and stuff like that. Me and Leia are now very tight, and like a lot of the ideas, kind of, we get on a call. I'm like, okay, what are you thinking? I'm like, oh, I think this, I think that, and kind of just grow that way. I love, but yeah, a lot of it honestly is also taking a lot of calls and taking a lot of emails and going to so many events and just, you know, advocating for her. She's incredible live, so I've been trying to put her on as many shows as I can. But yeah, just all of that.
Yeah, I think the number one thing for an artist manager to be passionate about their client is to be also simultaneously a fan of their client. So helping them grow both professionally, of course, but also personally. But at times, I've seen through other artist managers I've interviewed, there's a balance like between being transparent, but also like helping them with their endeavor. So how do you find that balance between like if you, for example, might not align on a certain endeavor, but you want to be honest and truthful about it, but and not like be not honest, I guess. It's
That's
a
fair.
challenge.
Oh, it's one of the hardest things about this job, especially considering like me and Leah have grown very close through us working together. So I feel like it makes my job a lot more rewarding, but also a lot harder because knowing her as a person, sometimes what I want to say to the artist might not align with what's best for the person, but sometimes things still
Sure.
need to be said. To me, it's kind of a balance of, honestly, I like to think about it as picking my battles. So is this issue something important enough for me to fight about or not? So like sometimes we'd have a disagreement about like, oh, I think this should be the cover art, or I think that should be the cover art, right? And in that point in my head, I'm like, am I so fixated on this being the cover art for a very specific reason that I'm like, who's willing to fight harder for the thing type thing? And also I'm like, no, if she's adamant about this, I'm not passionate enough about the, like, even though I like this picture better, I don't like it in an order of magnitude enough to,
So
bring it
change
up.
your mind.
Exactly. Because I think there's also something to be said about, I'm never, it's not like a dictatorship. Obviously, she's always the, and her say always goes. But am I willing to fight enough to try to convince you why I think this is? And then if you can convince me otherwise, go ahead. But it's kind of like, I like to play that game in my head of like, oh, is this something that I always ask, like, is this something that you're willing to fight on? And she's like, actually, no, you can have this, So a lot of times that kind of cuts out a lot of the back and forth. I'm like, if you are, then let's have a conversation. If you're not, then let's move on, But
And I guess in terms of that balance, like what have been some of your favorite like projects, memorable highlights working with Leia, any favorite projects in the past, any gigs you've seen her at?
I feel like my favorite projects evolve all the time, but right now something has clicked in her brain, and that woman has been writing some crazy shit. So the stuff that's going to be coming out, I am so excited about. I almost want to combust and release it right now. But in terms of live shows, that's been something like that's been almost my barometer for like not signing any artists because she's currently my only artist, but like being interested enough as a fan, as a manager, as a professional in them, you have to get me at the live level. If you can't do that, I am never just engrossed in the artist as much, if that makes sense. But this is gonna sound silly, but like she played a So Far show early last year. For some reason, that one really, really, really stuck with me. And it was like, those concerts where like there's something in the air and like everybody in the room feels it. And she has the song Purpose, which actually, funny enough, that was the song that made me start to want to work with her. Because she talks about, trying to find her purpose and like struggling to figure that out and stuff like that. And I listened to it back when I was a biochemist and trying to figure out, I have this passion, but I also, have this job that's going very well. And just listening to it, there's like 10 songs that I can count on my hand that like hit me so deep that I had to pause them and like just think, and like it evoked so much emotions out of me. And that was one of those songs from the very early on, before like when it was a demo still. And that song, until this day, is one that has also a big impact on a lot of audience. Sometimes, like, I've seen so many people cry, and the room is so silent when she's singing that. It never ceases to amaze me every time she plays that song. It's like one of my favorite things is just to look out at people, and seeing that connection is just something crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, I think from an artist management standpoint and also like from the fan engagement standpoint, it's rewarding to see like the artists change and evolve and see like them singing the lyrics or chanting and then wanting an encore, all that stuff. It's just really inspirational, I have to say.
No, it really is. And also, like, I don't know, she goes through a lot of phases where she has a very dark moment in her life, and then she somehow emerges out of it like so much better. It's kind of crazy. But like,
Sometimes
we
those
have,
challenges are better.
it's insane. But like, there's always like a chunk of shows, and then after that, something happens, and then a few shows after, I'm like, whoa, where did that come from. But yes, sadly, life.
And I know that your client has a lot of professional endeavors coming up with a new EP March 5th and just other works that are in the bucket. Do you have any personal or professional goals as well?
Ooh, I have so many. I well, currently I've been since I've started, even before I really fully moved into this industry, I've always been very fascinated by the way artists are developed. And I've always thought that it was kind of lately it's been done backwards in the sense of so much, there is so much happening in the digital media and so much money and resources are spent on artists digitally, but not enough on growing the artists as artists first, like their skills, having consistent vocal practice, having consistent choreo, movement classes, brand, like talking about your brand, PR training, and stuff like that. So I've been always very adamant with Leia about how, not that we have a very rigid structure of when she's practicing and where she, or when she's doing this and that, but I've always been like, hey, you know, can we do more of this? Can we do more of that? And now I'm trying to formalize it more into a process. So I'm working on an artist development boot camp that I am hoping to launch by the end of this year that essentially just focuses on that. It's almost like a startup incubator where you go in, there's certain, you know, certain coaches that are always available. There's certain times where you go and interact with said coaches, but it's very much so gonna be focused on making the artists better at their craft. Because I've also noticed since I've moved to LA, I've gone to so many shows where I look up the artists and they're insane on like socials and their streaming numbers, and they kind of suck live. And it was something that was so mind-blowing to me of like how we were able to put so much resources into developing this. Like they clearly have something, it's just not is not being nurtured. And I feel like artist development still exists, but not enough of like not enough people are paying attention to it in younger artists, but that's kind of when they need the most help, you know, hone their craft and work on it. So that's kind of just what I would like to focus on is like, how can I make the person that I'm investing so much in better? Because you're kind of like losing people at the bottom of the funnel, which is touring, you know? So I'm trying to flip the triangle almost and like focus on how can I make the best artist here? And then I believe that everything, not that it's just gonna magically fall together, but I believe that it's gonna make the rest of the process go a lot easier.
Yeah, I feel like it's a puzzle and you just like slit the piece like right into the correct slot. Like honing in on an artist's development. As they evolve through their songwriting process, through their just eclectic experience, whether it's the digital side of things, the touring side of things, but all those combined, it starts from just how they are as an artist personally. So once that's set, it's just like a domino, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm a very strong believer in that, and I understand why many people don't do it. It's expensive and it's
It's
hard as shit.
expensive. That's the biggest con.
So that's what I'm currently working on, figure out of on how I structure that in a way that's not insane. But I don't know. I'm just such a firm believer in it, and like I already see the little things, because right now I don't have a full program with Leia, but the little things that we're doing, I see them, you know, have a way larger impact. So I'm like, if I can just do this more in a more concentrated way, I think it's going to have a larger impact in the long run. But yeah.
And what is like one or two pieces of advice that you've taken along your career that have really resonated with you that you could share for somebody that's wanting to be in your shoes as an artist manager and developer of this business? Any insights or tips that you learned?
Honestly, without getting too specific, there's two things that I kind of try to that I hold near and dear to my heart is be kind and be curious. Because I feel like that there I see people shifting the way that they treat me as I progress in my career, and it's one of the most odd things that I've ever experienced, you know. And I feel like a lot of people do that when like you don't know who you're talking to and you're like, oh, You're not important. So I'm just gonna treat you like you're not important and just like move along. And that's something that's always been very confusing to me. But I've always been like, hey, be kind to everybody, talk to people the way that you want to be talked to. And like, you never know where these people are gonna end up, and
I
not
agree.
doing it for that purpose, obviously. But it's just like, it's always very baffling to me. And like, the thing is, people remember, like, there's so many people that I've talked to that like last year would barely look me in the eye and like barely talk to me and stuff like that. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, Sandra, like, let's grab coffee and catch up and let's go to this and this and that. And I'm like, oh, sure, And I
It's a
feel like
sour
this
taste.
exactly, it happens to so many people too. Like, so many of my friends have the same experiences. I'm like, yo, just be kind to everybody, regardless of their role or what they're doing or where they're at in their career. It's not that hard. And be curious, because this industry is fucking hard. And if you don't truly love what you're working on, like, it's not like there's a lot of money at the beginning or in the middle, really. It's just, but you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I feel like my curiosity has gotten me a lot farther than my knowledge, if that makes any sense. Because when you talk to people, they can tell when you're passionate. They can tell when you truly love what you're doing. And, being curious leads me to asking a lot of questions that like have led to one of the best conversations that I've had with people that I didn't know what they did, and then later were like, I'm like, yo, why were you talking to me? And they're like, yo, you just really sounded like you loved what you do. And sadly, I feel like that kind of makes me stand out, which I'm like, great for me, but that's like such a sad thing that the reason people are talking to me because it's because they tell that I love what I do. But yeah, so those at least to me are things that like are so important,
I
outside
know.
of, scenarios.
For sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Number one, be kind, obviously, be respectful, but also at the same time, be open-minded and explore and learn in this industry. I think like you wore like a couple of different hats, like working at So Far Sounds, meeting so many people. That's the best way. That's one of the best components. And then also like getting in touch with other sides of the industry to learn about what they do, like how you met your client was through a producer. So learning about the producing side, you were able to open that door to artist management. So I see the inquisitiveness that you have in yourself.
But no, it's been a lot of fun. I also like th I feel like curiosity leads you down a lot of different paths too. Like, I've researched so many things out of just fun and then got to something like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. But yeah, I be curious, be kind, and listen to good music.
Keep on listening. Any parting words?
Thank you for doing this, and thank you for like caring about the people that are working in this industry. And yeah, Leia's we have a live EP that's gonna be that the rollout for it is gonna start March 5th, so that I'm super excited about. But yeah.
Well, keep on crushing it. Great talking to you, Sandra, and wishing you all great success for Leia. Looking forward to hearing more about the EP on March 5th. Super excited and wishing you all great success in LA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will here. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself or just even chat with me, because I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.